Maybe there's something that you just want the whole church to pray about. Just a corporate prayer. Just leave it in the comment post. And we just lift that up. Father God, you see those prayer requests, Lord. God, you see those things that people are going through. God, we know that, God, this can be such a stressful moment. Because sometimes, God, we try to look and see where our resources are going to come from. But God, we know that you are in control, Lord God. And so we are trusting in you, Lord God. We are knowing that you are our healer, but you are also our provider, God. And so, God, we trust in you, Lord God. God, we just pray for those who are sick at this moment. God, we pray for those who are hurting, that are going through things. God, we pray healing over their lives in the name of Jesus. It must bow down at the name of Jesus. His name is the name above all things. Your name, Jesus, your name. So every sickness, every health problem, Lord God, we surrender it to you. We bring it to you, Jesus. And we know that you have all power over those sicknesses, all power over those things, those fears and anxieties. We lift it up to you, Jesus. We lift it up to you, Jesus. And we know that you are in control. So we put our trust in you. We build our life upon your love, your everlasting love. God, we put our hope in you. God, let us be a church filled with hope, Lord God. Let us be a hope that shines so bright that other people is affected by that hope, oh God. Let our hope never grow dim, God. But knowing, God, as we seek after your face, and after we continue to seek after you, Lord God, that you will shine so brightly. You are our hope, God. And we trust in you. We love you, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for the lives that you are going to heal, Lord God. We believe that. We speak that right now in the name of Jesus. You have all power, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in this worship. Lord God, we thank you, God, for the word that you're about to speak over our lives through Pastor Ted, God. We thank you, God, that you're going to speak a now word into our lives, Lord God, and that you're going to move mightily, Lord God. And I pray, God, as we hear your word, God, that we're changed and transformed by your word, God, and that we're made new, God. We love you, and we pray this in your wonderful name. And everyone says, amen, amen. And we're just going to welcome up Pastor Ted to the stage. Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here in the house of the Lord. We miss you guys. We look forward to the day when we can once again be together as brothers and sisters, joining in praise and worship. But give it up for our worship team, Pastor Brandon, leading us in the presence of God. I believe that even though you guys were at home, that we are still united. I feel you guys. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. It doesn't matter if we're gathered in one place, but we are gathered together in one spirit, in the spirit of our living God. And I believe that you guys are with us. I can feel that. I sense that by the Holy Spirit. Today, I believe that God has a word for us and that God is wanting to do some incredible things. And as Brandon said earlier, that he was thankful. That we can find something to be grateful for. We can find something to thank God for. In the midst of this crisis, there's a lot of bad going around, but how many of you guys know that God is still good, that God is still on the throne, that God is still worthy of praise, he is still worthy of glory, he is still worthy of honor, and he is a good, good Father. So, Lord, today we thank you for all that you have done in this place. We pray, God, that you would anoint my lips as I bring your word. God, soften our hearts and speak into our lives in the name of Jesus. So we're continuing in the book of 1 Kings. We're in chapter 18, verse 41 through 48. And we're talking about the man Elijah. Hope you guys have been enjoying the series so far. Elijah is a powerful man of God. And the first week we mentioned how he confronted just the wickedness of King Ahab, and and the Israelites, how they were in the sins of idolatry. And last week we examined the fact whenever they went to Mount Carmel, and the God who would respond by fire, he would be God. And as Elijah is watching these false prophets, and they're dancing around about, and they're cutting themselves and doing all these foolish things, and only to yield no results. There was no answer. There was nothing. And Elijah simply goes up there, and he begins to pray, and the Lord responded by fire. And ultimately, the children of Israel begin to turn their hearts and begin to say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And so today, we want to pick up the story. We're in verse 41, chapter 18, verse 41. Elijah, in that particular moment, he prayed a prayer, and God answered immediately. But what happens whenever God doesn't answer immediately? There have been instances in Elijah's life prior to this event, prior to Mount Carmel, when Elijah prayed and his prayers seemingly went unanswered. What do you do? And the first thing I would say is that pray according to the will of God. Are your prayers are in line with the will of God? Let's look at it in verse 41. And it says, Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing rain. Now, at this moment in time, there was no rain, but there was a sound of a rushing rain. They were desperately in need of rain. They were desperately needing rain for their crops and for their animals and for themselves. There was no rain, but there was a sound of a rushing rain. Now, notice who heard this sound. It was not Ahab, the king of Israel, but it was Elijah, the man of God. Now, Elijah, as we mentioned before, had spent time in the presence of the Lord. And that is the reason that he was able to hear the sound of a rushing rain. We need some men of God and some women of God who would hear something differently right now and begin to declare things that are not as though they are. We need people to tap into the Spirit of God and to hear a now word and begin to declare those things as though they are. We need that right now. But there's a sound of a rushing rain. It wasn't Ahab, but it was the man of God who delivered this. And so Elijah was seeing something. He was hearing something by the Spirit of God. He had come to know God's voice. He had spent time with God. Well, it says in verse 42, so Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the Mount Carmel. Now, it's interesting that Ahab continued to mind the things of the carnality of the flesh. He went up to eat and drink, while Elijah went up to the mountain of God. But yet Ahab was king of Israel, but the man of God said, I'm going to go where I know I can get my help from. I know who my help comes from. It comes from the Lord. I'm going to Mount Carmel. He answered me there before with the fire. I'm sure that he's going to answer me again with the rain. Some people experience the same fire of God falling. Some are affected in a great way, and others are just spectators. I believe at this moment Ahab is just a spectator of the things of God and what God is doing. While Elijah said, you know what? I believe in God. I believe that he is my help. He is my hope. He is my trust. I need God. And so he was to pray that rain would come. And look at it, verse 42. It says, and he bowed himself down to the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said this to the servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And when he looked up and he said, there is nothing. This is the man of God who once prayed before. He called down fire from heaven, and God immediately answered Elijah's prayer. But now we see something totally different. We see that he sent his servant to go up the mountain, to look out into the Mediterranean Sea, and to see if there was a cloud, if by any chance there was a small rain cloud available or in the sky. And we learn in this verse that his servant went and did according to as Elijah had said, and he came back and said, there is nothing. Now, how many guys have ever prayed a prayer before only to hear nothing? Only to hear no response. It seemed like Elijah was doing the right thing. He was at Mount Carmel, the mountain where God previously had answered by fire. He was doing the right thing. He had isolated himself for a time of prayer and seeking the Lord for his nation and seeking the Lord and interceding for his people. He was praying according to the will of God. But previously the Lord had told Elijah to go to Ahab and I will send rain upon the earth. So he was praying in accordance to the will of God. He was in the appropriate posture. He was kneeled to the ground with his face bowed to the earth. It was a sign of true humility. He was seemingly doing everything right, but yet he still had no results. And I would say in those moments, I believe as you have prayed against this coronavirus and as you have prayed and believed God, perhaps for a loved one or perhaps for their salvation or for a healing, and yet you have seen no answers. What do you do whenever you pray? You're doing all the right things. You're fasting. You're believing God. You're worshiping. But yet you still yield zero results. I would say pray with perseverance. Pray with perseverance. Notice Elijah was denied his answer the first time. But if you go back the previous chapter, in chapter 17, Elijah, this is not the first time that Elijah is denied his prayer or answered the first time that he prayed. Remember the widow? We talked about how God used this widow to provide for the needs of Elijah. And how whenever Elijah went to this widow's house, that this woman was in such a desperate need that she had a little bit of flour and a little bit of sticks and a little bit of oil. But as she began to use her little bit for the man of God, God began to miraculously provide for her. Well, she had a son. And this son later became ill and he died. And so Elijah lays on top of the man, the young child, and prays to God and speaks life into this situation, only to yield zero results. He does it again the second time. He lays on top of the child and cries out to the Lord that the child's life will return, only to yield zero results again. But on the third time, Elijah laid his body on this child and the child's life came back to him. What if Elijah would have stopped praying after the first time or after the second time? He would have not experienced the power of God in this young child's life. Perhaps he would not have had the faith to stand up against the prophets of Baal. But because he persevered, he had perseverance. He said, I know the God might not have answered the first time. He might not have answered the second time. But I'm going to keep on persevering until I see the answer that I'm looking for. I'm going to keep praying and I'm going to keep asking and keep doing the will of God until he responds. I'm going to pray with perseverance. I believe this is what we are needing at this moment. We need to, at church, we need to pray, and we need to pray with perseverance. We need to pray until something happens. We can't quit after the first or second time of not seeing our prayers answered, but we need to pray like never before and pray until God hears our prayers. I believe he hears from the moment we first speak, but we need to pray until we see a breakthrough. Amen. But if Elijah quit, he would not have seen the miraculous power of God. And I wonder, how many times do we forfeit the miraculous power of God because we give up too early? We give up too soon. We say, God, I'm not seeing an answer, and we just give up. We give up on our loved ones. We give up on those who are not saved. We say, God, it's just too impossible. I just want to encourage you today, keep on persevering in your prayers. He said again, go again seven times. So in our case with the child, Elijah would have to pray over this child three times. With the case of rain, it would be even more, where Elijah would have to persevere a little bit more. And so he told his servant to go up the mountain and to look over the horizon and to see if there was a cloud, if there was any chance of rain, and that he was to come back and report it to Elijah. And so as our crew is getting ready, I want to kind of demonstrate this to you guys. Thank you very much. Let's stand that ladder up. All right. Now, my son right here, Carlo, he is going to represent the servant of Elijah. All right. And so we want to take that ladder and turn it the other way. All right. That's good right there. That's good. Perfect. All right. So this is what began to happen in a sense. Is that Elijah said, servant, go up and see if there's any rain. So the servant obeys Elijah. He goes up to the top. He looks around. He comes back. He tells the man of God, all right, what was it? No rain. And so Elijah says, go back up. So the servant goes back up. He looks towards the Mediterranean. He scans the horizon. He comes back and he tells the prophet Elijah, what? Is there any rain? No rain. Go back up again. And so Elijah tells the servant 7 times to go up to the mountain to scan the horizon to see if there's any rain at all. Meanwhile, the man of God is believed to be praying on his knees, crying out to God. And I believe that every time that the servant came back with a negative report, I believe that was fuel for Elijah's fire, that he would pray with even more fervency and pray with even more intensity and pray with even more passion that God would respond to his prayer. Thank you very much, Elijah's servant. Y'all give him a hand. My young son, Carlo. All right. And so how many times, though, but, you know, if God is calling us to pray and God is calling us to persevere, whenever we don't see the answers, would we have gone up the 6th time? Would we have gone up the 7th time after yielding no results? I think too many times we give up too early before we see the hand of God move in our lives. In a world of uncertainty, let's look to continue to knock on the door of heaven until we see the breakthrough that we are expecting. You know, book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, and let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Because Elijah prayed persistent prayers, because he prayed according to the will of God, Elijah would see the breakthrough that he was anticipating. It says in verse 44, and at the 7th time he said, so I just want to stop right there. The 7 in the Bible always represents completeness and perfection. It was 6 days that the Lord had created the heavens and the earth, and on the 7th day, God rested. The earth was complete. It was perfect. It was just as he had planned it. In Jericho, whenever the Israelites are marching around Jericho, it was 7 days that they would march around the city of Jericho before they seen it fall. And Elijah, him too, he would have to pray 7 times to the Lord before he would see the righteousness of God revealed, before he would see the judgment of God satisfied. Remember, the whole reason that Israel is suffering in this famine is because of their sin of idolatry. Because they worshiped the Baals, because they went after other gods, they put other things before God. That's the reason this plague came. That's the reason this drought came. But it says in our earlier chapter that they turned to the Lord, that they began to say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. It was that moment of repentance that God said, I am going to send the rain. So while their sin brought about their famine, their obedience and their repentance would bring about the favor of God. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. I believe we need our land to be healed right now. And I believe as the church begins to repent of the sins of America, begins to repent sins of sexual immorality and abortion and all these things that we are guilty of, that the Lord will hear our prayer and that he will heal our land. But first comes repentance. We have to get right with God. We have to change our ways. And then the last thing I would say about prayer is that we ought to pray with anticipation. It says, behold, a little or an insignificant cloud, like a man's hand is rising from the sea. And he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you. Elijah sends out his servant the 7th time. And in the 7th time, the servant sees something different. He sees the cloud the size of a man's hand. Now, while that might seem insignificant, and while most of the time, whenever God responds to our prayers, it may seem insignificant. It may seem like a little answer. For example, perhaps you are praying for your family members. You are praying for their salvation. You are praying for their healing. But God gives you an opportunity to speak into their lives or to share something that God has done in your life. And you can either look at that as insignificant and pass up the opportunity, or you can say, you know what? I'm going to use this opportunity. I know it's a little cloud. It's not the rainstorm that I was anticipating, but it's a little cloud nonetheless. It's evidence that God is hearing my prayers and that he is answering my prayers. I'm going to rest assured that God hears me and that he is working on my behalf. It might be a little cloud, but will you walk into that opportunity that God has provided for you? And as you, I believe that as you begin to do, as you begin to walk with anticipation, pray with anticipation that God is going to fulfill your prayers. Totally. So in verse 45, it says, "And in a little while, the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garments and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." God had answered the prayers of Elijah. God had answered the prayers as he was praying, not only for himself, but he was praying on behalf of his nation. We need some intercessors right now to begin to pray not only for yourselves and your family, but begin to intercede for this nation. Begin to pray with persistence. Begin to pray with anticipation that God does hear your prayer and that God will answer your prayers. But we need to be persistent, church. We need to not give up. We need to keep on praying and keep on believing that God is able to do that which we are believing him to do. So in closing, pray according to the will of God. What is God's will in all this? Certainly, God is not the creator of this. God has allowed things like this to happen in the past. We look at the man Job and how God allowed Satan to afflict his body. But God is not the author of this virus. God is not the author of disease. God is not the author of death and destruction. God is not the author of these things. We believe that as America begins to turn back to God, repent of their sins, that God will heal our land. Pray according to the will of God. What is the will of God in all of this? Pray persistent prayers. Don't give up, church. Pray with anticipation. Anticipate that God is going to move on your behalf. Amen. So how will we get through this pandemic? Through prayer. Through persevering prayer. We need God, and we need God like never before, church. And so if you're listening, we're just going to have this moment of prayer. We're going to pray with passion as Elijah prayed with passion. We're going to pray and just believe God that he is able to do that which we cannot do. So if you would you take your family and just come together, and we're going to bow our heads in prayer, and we're going to pray to our God. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we are humbled by who you are. We know that you are in control of all things. And so, Lord, we thank you, first of all, Lord, for our friends and our family. We thank you, Lord, for this church. God, we have so much to be grateful for. Lord, we thank you that we are still alive. We thank you for the means that we have through Facebook, Lord, to declare the gospel. We thank you, Lord, we have so much to be grateful for. Lord, at this time, Lord, we also pray that you would heal our land. God, as we turn back to you, Lord, that you would heal our land. Lord, we pray, God, just against this virus that's going around in the name of Jesus. God, we just rebuke this thing. We say it is no more, and that you will not affect our communities. You will not affect our families. You will not affect this state in the name of Jesus. We declare it so. We declare that you shrivel up and die, you disease. We speak the word of the Lord over our lives and over our family members. Lord, we will stand in faith and we will not be fearful of this. But Lord, we will stand knowing that you have our back. God, that we are your people and that you are our God. And you are our protector and our shield and our fortress, oh God. So we come to you desperate, Lord, as Elijah was desperate. We come to you believing as Elijah was believing. We come to you and we will not give up, Lord God, in our prayers. We will continue to ask of you and knock on the door of heaven until we see that which we are seeking, oh Lord. We thank you for healing our land. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Be with each and every person, Lord.
Amen, amen. We just love that the Lord is here in this place. And we just ask even now that you would just continue to pray and to persistent in your prayers. We know that God hears those prayers. And so we want you to say, persevere and just be persistent. And even if you don't see the answer the first time or the second time or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth, you know that God is here and that he hears your prayers. And on the seventh time, and can I get an amen online? Just on the seventh time that God is here and he's waiting on us. And I just believe what Pastor Ted said. There's so many people that just have been sort of halfway and sort of doing life just halfway. And I would just encourage you, man, live 100% for God. We started this year. We really believe that God gave us a word at Hope Community Church to go all in. And I know in my life, I've just been trying to focus and hone in on that word, going all in. And we still believe that to be true. And if you're watching today and you say, you know what? I just need to get my life back with the Lord. I need to get back right with him. We're going to say a prayer, and it's not in our prayer, but it's just in your heart. Say, you know what? During this time, God has reminded me of who he is. And not only has he reminded me, he's restoring me. And we just believe that as you repent and say 100%, we're all in this together, and we're just going to serve the Lord with 100% of who we are. Can you just pray with us? God, we ask, God, for those that are watching, God, that have just sort of been on the back burner, if you would, have taken a back seat and not listened to the Lord. God, I pray, God, that you will just have us to repent of our sins, Lord God, of being what the Bible would say in the book of Revelation as lukewarm. And God, I know that none of us listening wants you to spit us out of your mouth, but Bible says, God, we can't live one way one day and one way another. So God, we repent of being half-hearted, of not really listening to you, of not really diving into the Word of God, not listening to your promises. And God, I just pray, God, that we will return to you. God, as a community, God, here on the east side of Houma, God, that we would return to you. God, you are a good God, and God, we just want to hear your voice again. We want to have your presence around us. We want to be like in Psalms where it says that not only do you go before us, you go behind us too, Lord, and you hem us in. And so, God, we want to be those kind of people that we know that our God is with us no matter where we are and what circumstance, that we would know that our God hears us. And God, we are thankful for the scripture that says, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. And so, God, we are standing on that word, and we love what you're going to do in this place and in this community. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen and amen. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you soon. Comment online. Call your neighbor. Talk to your friends. Go ride a bike. It says vitamin D is really good for that. So go and enjoy your family today, and we're going to see you live online at 7. We're going to share the story of our adoption at 7 o'clock, and our family's going to sing a song. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to go and practice. We love you guys, and we're going to see you soon. on Facebook.
Hallelujah.